A Bloomington manufacturer has opened a temporary COVID-19 testing site that is open to the public. The Illinois Department of Public Health is paying for the testing at Ferrero USA in Southwest Bloomington through Thursday. Ferrero makes dozens of chocolate and candy brands, including Butterfinger, Baby Ruth, and Nutella. Ferrero's Senior Vice President of North American Operations, Pasquale Giorgio, tells Eric Stock the testing is voluntary for Ferrero employees. The Bloomington plant has had 3 coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic. It has about 350 workers. Giorgio says even though there's enough COVID testing capacity in Bloomington Normal, the company wants to be proactive to contain the virus.
It was more to bring here, you know, to have the people more aware of the possibility to prevent. It was just in order to encourage the people to be more active in fight the COVID.
3 days, not a tremendous amount of time for something that's been going on for months and could go on for many more. How much of an impact do you expect this to make, and might this come back again later?
So we'll see how it's going, and then we will decide what to do. So far, the factory is really managing very well with social distances, with all the barriers, with several other activities, and this is just more to have the people involved and to have 100% of the people aware of what is going on.
Social distance. Distancing is not always easily done at a manufacturing environment. So what kind of protocols has Ferrero put in place here?
Okay, we have several activities. I can just mention some, but don't consider that holistic. So we have the mask is mandatory every time. We have the screen where the people could be accidentally in closer than 6 feet. We do have the shift, staggering shifts. We change the layout of the canteen to be sure that there are only one person per table. We reinforce the cleaning and the usage of suitable chemicals for sanitation. There are several orders and the policy in terms of travel, the restricted travel manager. I mean, no one is flying anymore since March, just to give you an example. Only drive one person per car. You know, all this kind of activity that help to prevent. And so far, the situation is quite good. We're very under control. We had only few cases, all related with people that during the holidays they travel in some area, but they are being isolated immediately and quarantined, so didn't have too much effect on the factory.
How much of an adjustment has it been for the employees to have that additional awareness, that additional layer of protection while doing their job on a daily basis?
Very good reaction. Initially, of course, everyone was concerned, but then we saw that the people realized that the measures were very good. Some people say, well, I feel safer here than home. That's a good statement. And so far, I mean, the situation is managed relatively well for the people. So the people perceive that there is a little bit more difficult time for everyone. So having the mask for 8 hours is heavy, but the people understand it is needed.
I wonder how sales are going at a time where people are turning to comfort foods, candy, chocolates, those are comfort. Has there been a market movement there?
It's okay. I mean, I cannot say it's booming, but fortunately it's not collapsing. So far, there is variability. It's more unpredictable than the past. But so far, the business is relatively stable.
So I guess the economic concerns are probably counterbalancing the increased demand, possibly?
It's really balanced. I mean, there is no huge, you know, we are not... We are in the food industry in a very specific sector. But overall, we cannot complain that the situation is it's good. It's good. So we feel that regardless of the time, so the people have managed to keep the business running safe for themselves and safe for the product. That's the important part.
That's Pasquale Giorgio from Ferrero with Eric Stock. Giorgio says the pandemic has slowed the company's Bloomington plant expansion, though he says some renovations have begun. The company previously said it plans to hire up to 50 workers. Several taxing bodies, including Bloomington and McLean County, have approved economic incentives for the projected $70 million expansion.